I hope you'll at least consider that the way your brain is processing pain signals might be contributing to your chronic pain, and there are some really practical strategies for overcoming these inaccurate signals in order to heal from chronic pain. And of course, I recommend that you read Alan Gordon's book, The Way Out. Okay, so let's talk about 7 strategies to decrease neuroplastic pain. Here we go. First one, make an evidence journal. To convince your very smart thinking brain that it might be getting something wrong about your pain, you need to give it evidence. So I want you to start writing this down. One type of evidence to watch for is exceptions. So for example, if your back starts aching when you sit, but you make it all the way through a thrilling movie or sports event without pain, that's an encouraging exception. It means that your brain was distracted from the deep down fear that normally fuels your pain. So write that down in your phone or in your journal. To find other evidence, go back to that list of 13 guidelines. Add to your journal any notes that align with that list. So for example, when your pain comes on, notice and note your stress level. You may find a correlation. Or think about when your symptoms first started. Did they come out of nowhere, like Mary's did when her daughter got engaged? If you note just a few pieces of evidence, it's likely that your pain is neuroplastic. This is actually good news.